God's richest blessings to you, one and all. This is the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day will change your entire life. God has graced you for another moment in His presence, not because of your goodness, not because of your perfection in following His word, but simply because it is His choice, it is His design to allow you to be a part of His plan. He has kept you, He has spared you, He has loved you, He has blessed you, and now you have another day in your life's journey. You have another heartbeat, you have another breath, you have another opportunity to show the goodness of the Lord in the way that you live out your life. Today's instruction, we pray, will bless you, will encourage you, will prompt you to take a deeper walk with the Lord and to stay closer to Him in your everyday life. Let us pray. Gracious God, we honor you and we praise you simply because you are God, and beside you there is no other. We thank you for keeping us through last night's slumber. We thank you for keeping us and allowing us to see another dawning. God, whether it is daylight where we are, whether it is people talking where we are, the simple fact that we are on right now and that we can hear a voice of another lets us know that you have sustained our hearing. The simple fact that we were able to get up and have cognitive skills in order to be able to dial a phone lets us know that you have kept our mind. The simple fact that we were able to even pick up a device and dial the numbers in order to be able to call in let us know that you kept the ability of our limbs. God, you show yourself to us over and over and over again. And God, you have never, ever, God, given up on us. In spite of what it looks like, in spite of our challenges, you have never, ever given up on us. And for that, God, we are grateful. God, thank you for these who have come on this morning. God, you know what you have in store for them, God. You know why you have allowed them to assemble here on this call, God. You know the reason why. Now, Father, I pray that they would not be disappointed on this morning. God, we can never be disappointed as long as we are trusting in you. So, God, speak to your people. Speak to every man. Speak to every woman, God, that has assembled on this call. God, I pray on this day, God, that you would give them what they need to get through this day, God, to get to their various destinations, God, to get to the various jobs or whatever they had on their agenda, God. Father, I pray, God, that they would arrive safely and that they would have what they need to get through, God. God, only you know what is sitting in store for them on today, God. And I'm grateful that they decided within their mind's eye to come and hear what you have for them on today. God, I pray that you will bless us all with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank God for all of you who have assembled on this morning to hear what he would have to tell us. On this morning, we travel to the prophetic book of Daniel. Daniel, the second chapter, we are going to start at the 26th verse. Because there are a number of verses, I will read from just two different versions. From the New American Standard Bible, and then we will choose another one within your hearing because we want to be assured that you understand what the Lord has to say to us today. Again, Daniel, the second chapter, we will start with verse 26. And we will start with the New American Standard Bible. The Word of God reads as follows. The king said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, "Are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation?" Daniel answered before the king and said, "As for the mystery about which the king has inquired, neither wise men, conjurers, magicians, nor diviners are able to declare it to the king. However, there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will take place in the latter days. This was your dream and the visions in your mind while on your bed. As for you, O king, while on your bed, your thoughts turn to what would take place in the future, and he who reveals mysteries has made known to you what will take place. But as for me, this mystery has not been revealed to me for any wisdom residing in me more than any other living man, but for the purpose of making the interpretation known to the king, and that you may understand the thoughts of your mind. You, O king, were looking, and behold, there was a single great statue. That statue, which was large and of extraordinary splendor, was standing in front of you, and its appearance was awesome. The head of that statue was made of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You continued looking until a stone was cut out without hands, and it struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at the same time and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them was found. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This was the dream. Now we will tell its interpretation before the king. You, O king, are the king of kings, to whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power, the strength, and the glory. And wherever the sons of men dwell, or the beasts of the field, or the birds of the sky, he has given them into your hand, and has caused you to rule over them all. You are the head of gold. There will rise another kingdom inferior to you, then a third kingdom of bronze, which will rule over all the earth. Then there will be a fourth kingdom as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron crushes and shatters all things. So like iron that breaks in pieces, it will crush and break all these in pieces. In that you saw the feet and the toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, it will be a divided kingdom, but it will have the toughness of iron, inasmuch as you saw the iron mixed with common clay. As the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of pottery, so some of the kingdom will be strong and some of it will be brittle. And in that you saw the iron mixed with common clay, they will combine with one another in the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, even as iron does not combine with pottery. In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever. Inasmuch as you saw a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it crushed the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will take place in the future. So the dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy. I will read a portion of this from another version so that we truly understand what it is that the Lord is saying through this passage. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. Again, I'm in Daniel, the second chapter. I am going to drop down to the 37th verse. We started in the 26th before. I've dropped to the 37th. I will read some of the verses, and then I'm going to drop to the 44th and close out. Verse 37, Your Majesty, you are the greatest of kings. The God of heaven has given you sovereignty, power, strength, and honor. He has made you the ruler over all the inhabited world and has even put the wild animals and birds under your control. You are the head of gold. But after your kingdom comes to an end, another kingdom, inferior to yours, will rise to take your place. After that kingdom has fallen, yet a third kingdom, represented by bronze, will rise to rule the world. Following that kingdom, there will be a fourth one, as strong as iron. That kingdom will smash and crush all previous empires, just as iron smashes and crushes everything it strikes. Dropping down to verse 44. During the reigns of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness, and it will stand forever. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On today, with the few moments I have left, I just want to share with you from the everlasting kingdom of God. You all, Daniel 2 and verse 44 specifically tells us about a kingdom that will never be destroyed. You have to understand that Daniel was summoned by King Nebuchadnezzar, and the king had a disturbing dream that none of his wise men could interpret. Now, Daniel, not because he was so smart, not because he knew what was going on, but simply because he was equipped by God to reveal the mysteries of the dream, was able to tell the king about a statue that was made of different materials, gold and silver and bronze and iron, and all of that was mixed with clay. And all of those represented different kinds of kingdoms. You all, we are living in a climate right now where it is that everybody is trying to raise their own kingdom. Everybody is trying to be in charge. Everybody wants folks to bow to what it is that they want. They set up their own rules. They set up their own legislation. They set up their own cabinets of individuals, their yes people, wanting folks to stay in and do what it is that they beckon them to do. And so in verse 44, or I should say in the previous preceding verses, Daniel goes on to interpret the dream of the king, letting him know about the different kingdoms that were set up in his time. And he comes up and says, but even though all these other kingdoms were set up, understand that there will be a kingdom that will be set up that will never, ever be destroyed. In this verse, in this simple verse, out of all of those verses, we see that the temporary kingdoms and the eternal kingdom are laid side by side. And even though they're all considered kingdoms, God's kingdom, unlike any other earthly realm, is everlasting. Why? Why is that so important to us? Why should it matter? Because we've got to think about the kingdoms that we see people trying to build. And not only that, we got to think about the kingdoms we try to build in our own lives. Maybe it's our careers. Maybe it's our reputation. Maybe it's even our dreams, our aspirations, our goals. Aren't these also made out of materials that can fade, made out of materials that can pass away, made out of materials that can crumble? Think about it. If our careers are our kingdom, all it takes is for a pink slip to come, and that you have been trying to build disintegrates. What about our reputation? All it takes is one person who doesn't care about you enough to get enough ears to hear what they have to say, and it can tarnish your reputation. You all, I promise you, those things that we set up as being our kingdoms that will never pass away are just like the empires of old. Our personal kingdoms are susceptible to life's unpredictable storms. I know you know it. I know you've experienced it. But if we can anchor our lives in God's kingdom, the everlasting kingdom of God, if we participate in his eternal plan for our lives, it will provide for us a foundation that will never, ever be shaken. I mean, again, you got to think about it. We build ourselves on things that will that can always pass away. The lives of our children, the lives of our grandchildren, our houses, our cars, our health. We cause those to become our kingdoms. And we forget about all of that can pass away. But participating in the plan of God in his kingdom, we're a part of something that will stand forever. And how do we live? How should we live in light of this kingdom? We've got to prioritize what we invest in our spirits over what we invest in our worldly lives. Because only what we build for Christ will last. We've got to live like we belong to the kingdom. And then finally, you all, we've got to share with others about this eternal kingdom of God. Let's pray. God, we love you and we adore you. God, we thank you for taking time out to remind us that your kingdom, in spite of everything else that we try and build, your kingdom is the only one that is eternal. God, help us to live by your values, justice and peace and love, God, in our everyday lives. God, as we even go out today, remind us that we represent the everlasting kingdom of God. Be with us as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God blessed day. In Jesus' name.